Welcome to the Arts Page. In this edition, we take a look at a program for children by the National Gallery of Jamaica. The work of 30 youngsters from 6 to 15 are now on display at the Urban Development Corporation's Office Center building in downtown Kingston. The children are participants in the National Gallery of Jamaica's Saturday Art Time program. Saturday Art Time is a series of art workshops conducted each Saturday at the National Gallery of Jamaica free of cost from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
This program is not just an ordinary children's art program. It is, of course, there to allow children to express themselves creatively using various visual forms, various media. But it is there also for a number of other reasons. It is a program that's held in the gallery spaces, and it is specifically designed to make people more comfortable, to engage them more with what we do at the National Gallery.
Verly Poupée is the executive director of the National Gallery. Saturday Art Time started in 2009 and provides children with a set of organized activities which encourages them to think critically and speak sensibly about works of art, particularly the NJG's collection. The program also aims to break down the belief that the island's museums and galleries are only for the upper class.
I think the best way to change that perception is by engaging people and fostering the sense of ownership that I think we should all have towards the cultural heritage of this country.
Since its inception, the works produced by the program have been archived, and in 2011, the National Gallery launched Art It, its first exhibition solely of children's visual artworks. The benefits of the program are far-reaching. Not only are the participants exposed to the island's art and culture, they also learn numerous art techniques. Several studies tout the benefits of art on academic performance, but with programs like Saturday Art Time, the results are tangible. At the exhibit's June 22 opening, the young artists stood proudly beside their work, happily telling family and friends the meanings behind their pieces. For one parent, Rowan Hardiel, the difference he's seen in his child as a result of the program is marked.
He never wanted to come, but once he got here, he enjoyed the thing thoroughly. Because of that, his visual art scores in high school turned around. But I think it also boosted his confidence. And then he started to see himself in an artistic way.
For more information on the Saturday Art Time program, contact the National Gallery of Jamaica at 922-1561. And remember, Art It will run until July 12th. The exhibit is free of cost to the public, so bring your family down. The Kingston on the Edge Urban Arts Festival is still on. The 10-day festival showcases the positive aspects of the island's culture. Over 200 visual and performing artists are participating in this year's festival, which is being held in several locations across Kingston. Here's a look at some of the events on this weekend. Enola Williams is a co-founder of the event.
On Saturday, we have the Dream Mural, which are the students from the School of Hope. Then we have an open studio. This year, we're going to be highlighting Mazzola in his studio, which is just off Hope Road. So you'll get to see the artists in their space, ask them questions. We continue at Grosvenor Gallery. We're going to be highlighting Tribe Sankofa, which is run by Fabian Thomas. And then we also have a piece, it's called 78 and Tired. It's done by Jean Small. And it's a reflective piece on a life well lived. And we'll see through her eyes what 78 means.
The festival closes on Sunday, but as you heard, there are still several events for you to choose from.
There's for sure an event in there for everyone. So yes, please, you know, come and support the arts in Kingston. And we really do want to highlight the fact that Kingston is a creative place. Let's try and focus on the positive creative energy of this city.
For more information on what's happening, when and where, visit the website kingstonontheedge.org. That's it for this edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.